我们今天呢，我们再次的回到我们上次讲的一个主题，就是神的同在。
So once again, we return to the topic that we have talked about last week, that is God's presence.
我们上次讲到呢，摩西他说，我们这个名呢，跟别的名有什么区别呢？
So Moses asked God, like, oh, our people, what are they different? How are they differentiate themselves between other nations?
不就是因为你和我们同在吗？
Isn't it because that you are with us?
如果你不从这里跟我们一起上去的话，不要带我们上去。
If you are not with us to take us up with you, we will not go.
因为摩西非常的清楚，他如果凭着自己的力量，凭着这些以色列人一起，是得不到那块土地，即使得到，他也就是说不能安居。
So because Moses knew without God's presence, he will not be able to go to the land. And even if they got the land, they will not be able to live there in peace.
即使他们住在那里有吃有穿，也不见得就是一个好的生活。
So even if they live there with food and with clothing, that may not be the life that it is most desired for.
摩西也非常的清楚，他在这个带领以色列人出埃及的时候，神同在，这些以色列人还要抱怨。
Moses knew even though God's presence is with them, still these people are complaining.
好多时候他们想用石头把摩西砸死。
Many times they want to stone Moses to death.
因为他们看不见神。
Because they cannot see God.
那事情不顺利的时候，他们看见的是摩西。
So when things are not right, what they see with their physical eyes is Moses.
所以摩西非常的清楚，没有神的同在，他带领以色列人出埃及，进入迦南地，不是一件什么很美的事情。
So that's why Moses knew without God's presence, even if he led the people out of Egypt into the promised land, it may not be a good thing anyway.
那就像今天一样，以色列人在那块土地上，如果神不和他同在，他即使得到那块土地，是一件很美的事情吗？
So just like today, even though the Israelites have been acclaimed the land and then living there, but is that a good thing?
那所以呢，我们今天的特别为以色列祷告的时候，也是以色列的祝福，就是带着他的同在，带着他的救恩来而来的祝福。
So when we pray for Israel today, we have to know that the blessing of Israel comes because of God's presence is with them.
如果没有神的同在
，without God's presence，
就是任何一个人也不可能真正的受到祝福。
So no one can receive the true blessing without the presence of God.
那我们今天再次的来通过摩西来学习，我们怎么样去来真实的来拥有神的同在。
So once again, we will learn through Moses to know how to embrace the presence of God.
我们上次讲了呢，神的同在呢，其实有不同的一个层面。
Last time we talked about the God's presence in different kind of levels.
那第一个层面，其实呢，神啊，你不管你信不信，他都在。
So one is that whether you believe or not, God is present. God's presence is there. It's true.
那圣经上讲呢，他是这个关乎众人之众啊，在所有的地方，他无处不在的。
So in the Bible, it says that God is everywhere. It cannot be unseen.
但是呢，不信的人是感受不到的。
However, those who do not believe will not experience God's presence.
他不理神，神也不理他。
So he doesn't want to be with him, with God, and God doesn't want to be with him.
他也接受不到神的祝福。
And he cannot receive the blessing from God.
那不是说神不同在，而是说这种同在呢，圣经里面讲的同在，不是这个同在。
So it's not because God is not there in his presence. It is the presence. It's not the presence that Bible talks about.
就是做个见证，就是一个真实的见证。
For I want to share with you a real testimony.
曾经有一个这个姐妹呢，她信主以后，她的先生不信主，她先生常常的打她。
So there was a couple. The sister became a believer. However, the husband was not.、So.
我要讲到神和人同在呢，和不信的人也同在。
So the husband beats the wife quite a bit, and then I want to talk.
好多时候打得流血。
A lot of time will beat her to till his she start bleeding.
有一次，这个男的在睡午觉的时候呢。他看到一段大光在他的旁边，他不能动。
So one time, the brother was taking a nap, and then he saw a great light next to him, and he wasn't able to move.
有一个声音告诉他：“你不能再做了，再做了我随时可以拿走你的性命。”
So the light was telling him, stop doing doing any evil things. If you do not stop, I can take away your life.
这是他哈去到教会做见证。
And he himself testified this in the church.
就是生什么兽都可以讲话，生什么兽都可以作死，但是你怎么样接受神的祝福，那是另一回事。
So God is able to talk at any time, to speak to you at any time, and do things at any time. So it depends on you.
那第二种呢，我们讲到，当我们成为基督徒的时候，成为神的子民的时候呢，神应许和我们同在。
So the second level we talked about is that when we become a Christian, and it is God's promise to be with us.
但是呢，好多时候这个我们的神和我们同在，我们就说这个。对这个他的同在的一个认知和这种珍惜的一个程度到什么程度，是个人是不一样的。
So God's presence is with us, but whether we treasure His presence is different from person to person.
所以你就发现教会来呢，历代以来呢，基督徒有各种各样的基督徒，过的不同的生活。
That's why throughout the history you will see different kind of Christians all in the church, all in different churches.
有的人信主以后呢，好像没信仰，比不信还更糟糕。
So some people, even though they are called themselves a believer, but they are even worse than a true, I mean like non-believer.
生命里面一塌糊涂。
So their life is like.
也不荣耀主。
So their life do not glorify God and is in a mess.
那神和他同在吗
？So is God with him?
当然神应许和他同在，但是呢，他就说，我应许我和你同在，但是你不愿意和我同在。
So although God promised that He will be with him, but you know because He doesn't want it, so I promise you, but however you don't want my presence.
这个是神神这个，我觉得神呢最 vulnerable 最这个软弱的一点就是他给了人自由意志。
So I felt the most vulnerable thing that God has is that He gave us the free will.
那所以呢，就是说，很多的基督徒在这个层面呢，就神应许和他同在，应许要祝福他，但是呢，好多人接受的程度呢，没有到那个圆满。
So even though that it is God's promise to be with us, however, to many people, it is not.Come to a full, you know, like fullness of God's presence.
但是有另外一群人呢，就是说神非常喜悦，因为他们愿意进入这样一个圆满。
So for another group of people, like they were willing to enter into this kind of fullness, the presence of God.
他们愿意把这个神的话呢当话。
And they are willing to, you know, take God's word seriously.
愿意进入他全备的祝福。
And they are willing to enter into all His blessings.
他完全的同在。
And his total surrounding, his total.
所以我们来读一段圣经。
So read a.
看看就是摩西为什么在神的面前，神好像神非常的偏爱的。
So to show you that how come Moses seem more favorable.
你要不要神偏爱你
？Do you want God?
要神偏爱的来举手。
Do you want God's favor?
鼓励大家举手啊！要有得到神的恩宠偏爱。
I encourage you to raise your hand to get God's, you know, favoritism from God.
神其实
favoritism.
Favoritism.
你知道神有时候看起来是 favoritism, 就是偏爱人。
So sometimes you will see that, you know, people, I mean, God, some people are being favored by God.
好多人不同意说深爱所有的人，对的，对的，深爱所有的人。
So you might say, no, God loves everybody. Yeah, that's right. God loves everybody.
神当然爱所有的人。
Of course, God loves everyone.
但是呢，好多人呢，有一些人是神偏爱的人。
However, there are a group of people. there are a group of people that have been, you know, specially favored by God.
你要不要成为神偏爱的人
？Do you want to be one of the people that have been favored by God?
已经是了。
已经是要不要正式
？Okay. So she says she's already are been favored by God.
已经是这个信心是非常重要的。
So it is a very good faith to believe that you are already been favored by God.
就像我的三个孩子，每一个人到我跟前 ，I'm your favorite. Is that right?
就像我 ，just like my three children, they will come to me and ask me.Am I your favorite? 他三个孩子会问他，我是不是你最爱的？
所以我们呢就是说来看看这个摩西呢真的是偏爱他。
So we will read the scriptures and see that, you know, truly, Moses has been favored by God.
但是今天写在圣经里面是什么意思？是教导我们。
But here it's written in the Bible, it's for us to teach us.
就是我们怎么样得到神的恩宠。
So that means how can we get the favor from God?
那我们读这个民数记十二章。
So we'll read Numbers chapter 12.
如果你读英文的话，自己来读，好吧？
If you...
So English people are not...Favored, sorry. You are favored, favored. You can read yourself.
This moment, maybe another moment.
Yeah, you can read yourself. Maybe I can put on the screen. Okay. 我就I'll read, 我读那个中文。
他是 Bill will read in Chinese.
摩西娶了古示女子为妻，女利昂和亚龙，因他所娶的古示女子就回谤他。说难道耶和华当与摩西说话也不与我们说话吗？这话耶和华听见了。摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。耶和华忽然对摩西、亚伦、米利昂说，你们三个人都出来到会幕这里。他们三个人就出来了。耶和华在云柱中见了，站在会幕门口，召亚伦和米利昂二人就出来了。耶和华说，你们且听我的话，你们中间若有先知，我耶和华必在异象中向他显现，在梦中与他说话。我的仆人摩西不是这样，他是在我全家敬重的，我要与他面对面说话，那是明说，不用谜语，并且他必见我的形象。你们回谤我的仆人摩西，为何不惧怕？耶和华就向他们二人发怒而去，云彩从会幕上挪开了。不料米利昂长了大麻风，有血那样白。亚伦一看米利昂长了大麻风，就对摩西说，我主啊，求你不要因我们愚昧犯罪便将这罪加在我们的身上，求你不要使他像那畜牧妇肉已棒烂的死胎。于是摩西哀求耶和华说，神啊，求你医治他。耶和华对摩西说，他父亲若吐沫在他脸上，他岂不蒙羞七天吗？现在要把他在营外光锁七天，然后才可以领他进来。于是米利昂光锁在营外七天，百姓没有行路，只等到把米利昂领进来。以后百姓从哈西路起行，在巴朗的旷野安营。So it's what do you think about this story? How do you read this story?
那你们觉得这个故事是在讲什么呢？
这是一个，有的人说这是一个很可怕的一个故事。
Oh, to some people, like this is a kind of scary story.
那有的人说，哇，这个故事呢，在教导我们怎么样来听神的声音。有的人看到异象，有的人神给他直接讲话。
To some people, they say, okay, God speak to us in different ways. Some people see dreams, visions. Other people hear words from God.
那有的人说呢，这个看到了神的管教。
And some people say, oh, I see God's discipline.
那有的人呢看到说，这是这个权柄次序，一个神的国度里面。
Some people say this is about the order in the kingdom, like you know, like submit, being submissive.
那我们今天呢不讲那么多，我们今天从这个摩西为什么得到这个恩宠这个角度来。
So we won't talk about any of those. We will just focus on why Moses been highly favored by God.
那当然就是我们可以讲讲这个故事。这个故事呢。既非常平常的一个故事，又是一个非常特别的故事。
So, of course, we can also just talk simply about the story. It's a very ordinary and yet very special story.
它为什么是一个非常平常的故事呢？
Why is it a very ordinary story?
那就像我们这个好多看电影啊，读故事书呢，在我们的农村里面呢，有一个漂亮的这个桑嫂呢，嫁到我们村庄来呢，她就喜欢说别人的坏话。
So why is it a very ordinary story?Just imagine that we are in a village and someone, a lady got, you know...
A beautiful lady
been married into the village and she likes to, you know, gossip on other people.
人都怕她。
So everyone is kind of scared of her.
结果有一天呢，她碰到一个红人。
红人。
红。
红
蛋。
红蛋。Okay. So one day, she met this a bad guy.
她是那个捡牛粪的。
捡牛粪。He's the one who picks up the cow's feces.
他不理那个茬。
So he wasn't bothered by her.
他非常生气。
And he was actually quite mad.
当他说他坏话的时候，他就去把他的嘴呢就撕烂了。
So when she started gossiping about him, he went and kind of torn her mouth, her lips.
所以呢，他就把他自己就关在家里面，他不敢见人。
So she has to be, you know, confined in her own house because she doesn't want to see anybody.
就像这里米利亚呢，要关起来，关锁七天。
Just like here,
不能见人。
The Marian has been locked up for 7 days.
所以呢，这个它是一个非常普通的一个故事。
So it's actually quite an ordinary story.
那些摩西呢，他娶了一个老婆，就长得比较黑。
So Moses was married to a darker-skinned woman.
这古时女子呢，就是比较黑，黑的那时候黑人都叫黑一些的人都叫古时人。
So it says a Cushite wife. So those people with darker skin in the Bible, they all referred to as the Cushites.
所以呢，这米利亚呢，可能长得比较漂亮。Jewish 啊啊，你看。
Maybe Miriam is a beautiful Jewish woman.
是，她是摩西的姐姐。
And she is Moses' older sister.
她就不喜欢这个这个底波拉，这个叫什么？不是底波拉，叫希波拉。希波拉就是摩西的老婆。
So she didn't like Moses' wife. Her name is.
Sibola,
okay.
但是他不直接讲。
However, she doesn't say it directly.
我们从中是好多时候这种事情，他不直接讲，他要讲另外一个事情。
So it's just similar to our village, you know, like if she doesn't like this person, she will say something else, you know, like gossip about it.
那你如果他的老婆长得黑不漂亮，你就说你的老婆很丑，就对了嘛。他不说，他说摩西为什么神就像你讲话，不像我们讲话吗？我们也是先知啊。
So she doesn't like the fact that Moses married to a darker-skinned woman, and then she can just go directly and say to her that okay, you are ugly. However, she said something else. She said, "Oh, why God doesn't speak to us directly, only to Moses?"
不是，就是。
不是，你不是说他不与我们说话吗？
难道
has
God spoken only through Moses?
Yeah, has God only spoken through Moses?
Hasn't he also spoke through us?
对，他也不与我们说话吗？ Hasn't he also spoke through us?
就是我们也是先知啊，我们也是领袖啊。
Meaning that we are also the leaders, we are also, you know, the prophets.
那，所以这个就是说，就是开始嫉妒纷争啊。
So it's a start of being a division.
Anyway, 这是一个非常普通的一个故事。
So it's a very ordinary story.
那最后呢，就像那个刚才我讲的那个，那个三嫂呢，嘴被人家撕了，关起来呢，别人都说好啊好啊，上帝惩罚他了，活该。
Just like the woman I just mentioned in our village, so though she was confined in the house because she had a broken lip.We are actually quite happy about that because we are happy that, you know, someone punished her, you know, God punished her.
People in the village.
Yeah, people in the village that, you know, kind of rejoice over that.
那这个也就是一个这样一个普通的故事，就是上帝就出手了，长了大麻风了。
So this is an ordinary story that now God's hand is on her and she has the leprosy.
但是呢，也是一个不寻常的故事。
However, it's also a...Not ordinary, unordinary story.
因为不信主的人读的时候呢，什么也是摩西神给他直接讲话啊，有的人看到一梦一象。
And when people who are not non-believers, when they read the scripture, they will see how come God speak face to face with Moses, and through other people, he spoke in riddles, in dreams, and visions.
那对于我们信主的人来呢，我们就知道这是神使用不同的方式在对人讲话。
So to us, we know that God speaks to us in different ways.
那这是非常重要的。
And it is very important.
今天神也是通过不同的方式向人来讲话。
And even now, God is speaking to different people in different ways.
那有人神就是通过一梦一现向他讲话。
To some people, God speaks to them through visions and dreams.
那有人呢，神会直接向他讲话。
To some people, God will speak directly to him.
那我们中间多少人在祷告的时候看到过异象啊这样的
？So how many people see visions in dreams？
对，我们中间有不少的人呢，
so、
就是说在祷告的时候看到过异象。
So a lot of us will see visions.
有神通过异象来异梦来向他来讲话。
So God will speak to them through dreams and visions.
有多少人就是听到神向你直接讲话，一句话两句话这样
So how many people go and speak to you through verses, you know, through speaking?
所以我们中间更多人像摩西。
So maybe more of us are like Moses.
其实呢，摩西是一个不寻常的人，就是说他作为先知，神仙他神仙我们讲话偶尔讲，但是神仙摩西讲呢，他是不断的讲，整本书都要写下来，所以这个是摩西是非常特别
的。So Moses is very a special person because sometimes God will speak to us, you know, like.Only sometimes. However, God speak continually to Moses. That's why he was able to write the Bible.
那这里面呢，就说讲到呢，就说这个米利安啊，他们他是个先知，但是呢，他常常看到异象。但是摩西呢，神给他是面对面讲话，原文讲的是嘴对嘴讲话，就是你一句我一句这样讲话。
So, Marian, she is a prophetess, and God speaks to her through dreams and visions. However, Moses, here he says, God speak to him face to face. However, in the original says is word by word. So, like
mouth
to mouth, like a conversation, like one, you know, like one person will say and then he will say it. You know?
那所以呢，神用不同的方式再来向我们来讲话。
So that's why God is speaking to us through different ways.
那为什么用不同的方式讲话呢？
So why do God speak to us in a different way?
那这跟我刚才讲了呢，就是说摩西呢很受恩宠。
So just like what I said, Moses has been highly favored by God.
是恩宠的后面呢也有很大的责任。
So behind the favoritism, he has great responsibility.
就像 Tamara, 她被晋升为经理，晋升为经理是得到了恩宠，但是也有更多的责任。
Just like Tamara, she's now been promoted to a manager.So, with a higher title, just an example. Okay, with a higher title comes greater responsibility.
所以这个恩宠呢，同时也有更大的责任在里。
So with the favoritism, he also bear a higher responsibility.
也有更多的祝福在里。
And also greater blessing as well.
那这里我们讲到这里的时候呢，我就等一会我讲讲摩西为什么这么特别受神的恩宠。
So why God is so special, being so highly favored by God?
那在这个问题之前呢，我先问问，神爱不爱米利安？
So before this question, I have to ask you, does God love Marian?
说爱的举手。
So raise your hand if you think God loves her.
所以我们中间谁都知道神爱米利安，所以我们中间这些人这个。神学还是不错的。
So all of us knew that God loves Marian as well, and all of us have a you know good understanding of the Bible.
那事实上呢，你看到没有？就是说，这里神怎么给米利安讲话？说是如果他的父亲吐唾沫在他的人，他说我是他的父亲。
So here God says, if a father spit on her, doesn't she will?Be ashamed for 7 days. So meaning that God referred himself to her as a father.
神在旧约里面很少把他自己向以色列人说我是你的父亲，但是这个地方说我是你的父亲。
So rarely God revealed himself as a father to the Israelites in the Old Testament. Here, God clearly said that I am your father.
他是非常爱米利安。
She loves Marian dearly.
那这个管教对米利安非常重要，对全以色列人都非常重要。
The disciplines for Marian is very important to her as well as to the whole group of Israelites.
你想摩西带领以色列人进入迦南地，经过红海旷野的路，多么不容易！你来搞事情，那神不生气吗
？So just imagine how God is angry about Marian since that he has led the Israelites out.Of Egypt and enter into the Red Sea and go through the desert. So through all this, and now comes Marian trying to stir something up.
你相信神不会生气吗
？Just imagine, will God be not be angry?
这也提到在教会也是一样，好多时候这种事情发生，神也是会非常生气。
So it's the same thing for a church. If things happen like that in the church, God will also be, you know, mad.
所以大家不要学米利安。
So please don't learn from Marian.
不过有时候这些事情它会发生的。
However, things like that eventually will happen sometimes.
我们都要经过神的一些管教。
And we all have to go through the disciplines.
我自己也被神管教过很多次。
I have been disciplined by God many times.
希望我们学的比较快。
Hopefully we can be a fast learners.
那所以米利安呢，就说是神很爱他。
So Mary and God loves her dearly.
在以后的日子里面呢，她能够尽她的本分。
So in the coming days, so that she can do what she's supposed to do.
说讲了半天还没回到摩西，要回到摩西。
So now we're back to Moses.
那这里呢，神说他有什么特别呢？第一个呢，就是说这个第一个我们讲到呢，神和摩西讲话是最对嘴讲话啊。
So why Moses is special? Here it says God speaks to him face to face.
就是很明确的讲。
So in a clearly, you know, clear statement, you know.
一梦一现是不明确的。
So because dreams and visions are like riddles, you know, unclear.
现在有时候基督徒教会里的人看到一梦一现都很特别。
So,
那你要为这些人要祷告的，为什么？因为是这是神模糊的方式讲话，你都觉得很特别。那圣灵，神清楚的讲话又怎么样呢
？So to some people in the church, it seems like very special when God speaks to you in dreams and visions. So even though, so we have to pray for these people. You know, even though like it's very rare that God speaks to you in dreams and visions. So how much more is when God speaks to you directly?
那有的人生子做着一梦一现是不可能的，那你就更要为他祷告了。模糊的方式都不可能，清楚的方式怎么可能呢
？And to some people, they think it's even impossible to have the dreams and visions. So if vague things are impossible for you, so how much harder is for you to understand when God truly speaks to you?In words.
所以我们讲到这个我们对神的信心啊，同在啊，我们怎么样来认知刚知感受到他的同在，真正的和他同在是需要信心上来加强。
So in order to know him and listen to him and then receive him, it really depends on your faith.
那这里讲到你想想为什么神会模糊的讲话呢？
Just,
大家说你为什么神要模糊的讲话？
So why God speaks to you vaguely, you know, like unclearly.
大家回答，为什么用不直接讲话就好了呗？为什么要搞一个模糊的方式呢？
Why can't he just speak directly to us using however? Why he use a like very vague way, you know, to speak to us?
会，我的太太很知道。还有谁有什么？
So my wife knows. She said that because we cannot stand it when God speaks directly to us.So what else do you think?
可能关系还是没到你近
啊，
关系没到你近。
一个就是关系还没到那么近。
And
还没有。
So he was saying that maybe we haven't had that stronger relationship with God yet.
感谢主，这都是非常非常有智慧的人。
So praise the Lord, that's very wise.
是的。当关系没那么近的时候呢，你讲话的时候呢，你不能太明确的讲。
So that's right. When you don't have that strong relationship with God, it is very hard for a person to, you know, speak.
如果关系没那么近，你讲的太清楚，有时候会破坏关系。
So if you
大家同意吗
？If you don't have a very strong relationship, and if you say things very clearly, that you might destroy the relationship.
我要讲个笑话，也是一个真实的故事。
I want to share you with a joke.
就是关系没有那么近，讲得太清楚了，非常尴尬。
I want to tell you a joke about a person that do not have a that kind of relationship with another person. So when he speaks something in a very direct way, it hurts the other people's feeling.
我曾经有一个同学，他爱上我的另外一个同学。
So I have a classmate falling in love with my another classmate.
他们是不同年代的同学，一个是中学的同学，一个是研究生的同学。
So, one of the classmates is from my high school. The other classmate is from my graduate school.
这个研究生的同学呢，他在医院里面碰到我这个中学的同学，是一个护士长，长得很漂亮。完了以后，他就说他喜欢她。
So my classmate from the graduate school met my middle school classmate in the hospital. She was the nurse, the head of the nurse. So she was very beautiful, and he fell in love with her.
他就请我去，请他也来，就说我们一起，我很喜欢他，怎么样怎么样。
So she invited me and also invited her. together.
Yeah.
Together and then
talk about
how he has feelings for her. Okay.
Yeah,
that's weird.
Yeah. 而且第一天呢讲的时候，他说就讲到是将来我们如果在一起的话，结婚以后会多好。
So the very first, you know, the gathering that we had, and then he was talking about how lovely it is will be for them to get married, you know, have kids and stuff like that.
我的中学这个同学呢，他非常有涵养，没说什么，因为他是一个护士，他很会 care 人，很有爱心。
So the nurse, my classmate, she was highly respected, and she doesn't say anything during the meeting.
但是呢，你会想到结果会怎么样？
But all of us know how you go, all goes, how you ends.
But she was scared.
她很害怕。
她吓走了，吓跑了。
Basically, she scared away, you know.
其实呢，他是他的病人而已嘛，对吧？他是他的护士嘛，对不对？他护士就是很有爱心，这是正常的嘛，对吧
？So he was the patient, you know. She was the nurse, so she was just basically taking care of him. That's all, huh?
所以，刚才我们David大哥讲的，就好多时候关系没那么近呢，不能讲得太明确。
So David mentioned that if you don't have that kind of strong relationship, you know, you cannot say things, you know, so too directly.
所以你看，神是非常有智慧的。
So God has the wisdom. It's very wise in this way.
那什么时候给一个人很清楚的讲话？什么样的人能清楚的讲话
？So to what kind of people you can speak directly then?
什么样的人能清楚的讲话
？To what kind of people you can speak directly?
亲近的人嘛，家人嘛。
So those who are close to you, your family members.
或者是你最好的朋友。
Or your best friends.
你什么时候到一个人的家里，你可以说，哎，冰箱拉开，自己可以拿东西吃，是什么样的朋友？
so,
你很显性的，很。
So who can enter into someone's house and then you know freely open the fridge and take something out and eat? It's those who are very close to you, your friends.
如果是你的朋友，也是最好的朋友。
So if it's your friend, it has to be your best friends.
那所以呢，摩西对神来说就是神最好的朋友。
So to God, Moses is his best friend.
那这里我们看到这个最好的朋友需要什么样的一个素质呢？神的最好的朋友需要什么样的素质
？So what kind of quality you need to have in order to become God's friend?
第三节写到，摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。
So here in verse 3, it says, Moses was the most humble person.You know, was more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth.
这是摩西自己写的。你觉得他 humble 还是不 humble?
This is written by Moses himself.
Yeah, that's weird. I have to say that. I'm humble. I'm thinking about that. He wrote that. I just saw there is a word now. In Chinese, there's no now.
Now.
Okay.
It's only a very short moment.
No.
Now, 好多时候在这个，在这个是一个强调，强调就是说，看了啊，现在摩西。
那
你看那个中文呢，把它放在括号里面。括号呢，不是说原括号啊，是原来圣经里面的话，是圣经里面的话。
So even though it's in a bracket.You know, like this verse is a bracket. However, it is actually in the Bible. Like it's a true verse.
那如果是原括号的话呢？是因为它是插入句，跟上下文好像不配合，就用括号括起来。
So why there's a bracket is because it's like a verse that been inserted in between. Doesn't have anything to do with above or the latter scripture. That's why they put a bracket.
所以你看到原括号里面的经文呢，是圣经的原文。
So everything that you see in a bracket is actually from
the round bracket.
Round bracket is actually the original text.
如果是方括号里边的呢，那是翻译的人加上去。
If you see a square bracket in the Bible, it's actually been inserted by someone else. Yeah.
就是editor or translator.
Yeah.
Yeah. 所以大家注意，这个就是圣经原来的话，就是摩西呢为人极其谦和。
So this is the original text. It says Moses is the most humble person on the face of the earth.
我
神教他说你就这么写，你得这么写。
我将来写的时候呢，王炳是世上最谦和的人。
Maybe I will also write being is the most humble person on the face of the earth.
Okay, now. 所以摩西是世上最谦和的人。
So Moses is the most humble person on the face of earth.
这是第一点，就是神和他非常的亲近。
So that is the first crucial point that why God is very close to him.
那谦和这个东西是谦卑啊，非常的重要。
So it's humbleness is very crucial.
我们就看一节另外的一节经文，关于这个谦卑和神的同在的关系。是以赛亚书第57:15。
We'll also read another scripture to show you, being humble is crucial in order to have the presence of God.
是在这个以赛亚57:15。
57:15。
57:15。因为那至高至上、永远长存、名为圣者的如此说。我住在至高至圣的所在，也与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居。要是谦卑人的灵苏醒，也是痛悔人的心苏醒。
For this is what the high and exalted one says: He who lives forever, whose name is holy, I live in high and holy place, but also with the one who is contrite and lowly in spirit.To revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the hearts of the contrite.
那这里讲到一个谦卑呢，是英文意思叫做 lowly， 就是把自己放低了。
So another word for humble is
卑微的人。
Says lowly in spirit.
在灵里面呢是卑微的人。
So in spirit they are low.
那反过来讲呢，就是灵里面自以为是、很骄傲的人，对吧
？So another word.The opposite is that you know person who are very high in the spirit, you know, assume them very high in the spirit.
啊，所以就是说，我觉得我什么都懂，什么都有，也很厉害。
So assuming that I know everything, I have everything, and then you know I'm greater than everything.
但是一个人灵里面谦卑的时候呢，他觉得是虚怀若谷，就真的我没有。
So when a person is truly low in their spirit, they know that they have nothing.
所以我觉得自己没有的人呢，你很喜欢去学习，有一个能听的耳朵。
So when you know that you don't have anything, you have a heart to learn, and you
have
a ear to listen.
所以人家讲到你的毛病的时候，你说哦，对对对，我要改正。
So when people talk about your problems, you will know that okay, I will go correct that. I will correct my mistake.
啊，那所以就说，你就感觉到自己很需要，里面很需要。
So you know that you need it.
Don't be troubled. Somebody else is far away.所以呢，就说这个谦卑呢是非常非常重要，对一个人讨神的喜悦，谦卑非常重要。
So in order to gain favoritism from God, you need to be humble.
就谦卑呢，我们要为我们自己祷告，常常为谦卑来祷告。
We have to continue to pray for ourselves so that we can be humble.
那我一信主以后，就为我的谦卑祷告，祷告了几十年，还发现自己不谦卑。
Ever since I become a believer, I start to pray so that I can be humbled. You know, till now, I'm just getting a little bit better.
真的是，
苏生就 say still not enough.
所以这谦卑非常的重要，就是说，哎，你喜欢去认为自己不足。
So it's very important to be humble. You have to recognize that you are in lack.
那好多时候呢，需要神来管教才知道的。
A lot of times you need to be disciplined by God.
其实摩西是被神管教了，已经管教很多年了。
So actually Moses has been disciplined by God for many, many years.
有时候我们想谦卑，不知道什么叫谦卑。
Sometimes we want to be humble, but we do not know what.
我们都需要神的帮助。
We all need God's help.
啊，但是当我们有这一个渴望谦卑的时候呢，神。 就会和我们同在，就像以赛亚书五十七章讲。
But when we truly desire for the quality of the characteristic of humble, then God will be able to help us, just like Isaiah.
这个谦卑这个素质再强调也不过分。
So it is is important to emphasize it once more about humbleness.
啊，就是在这个中国的这个古代《周易》里面也讲到，就是说，这个六十四卦八卦里面呢，就是说，讲到呢，就是说，那个卦象啊，唯有一卦是全吉的，就是别的都有凶有凶有吉 ，bad and good， 但是有一卦是全 good， everything is good。
周什么？
周易。
周易。So there's a Chinese, very old Chinese
philosophy.
Yeah, philosophy about 64
different patterns.
Hidden patterns, yeah. There's only one thing that has, you know, both is all positive, which is humbleness. Like every other things have both like the negative and the positive towards it, but only been like humble is the one that was like all the positives.
那其实我不懂这个东西啊，我一个朋友懂，他说哦，就是唯有谦卦，谦虚的谦，这是全集。
So I don't know much about it, but one of my friends who knew told me it's only humbleness that has all the positives.
我后来回去看了查考的，真是这样，就是要个谦卦，谦虚的谦，谦卦呢是全集。
So yeah, and I later on I went back to the book and studied again, and it is true. It's only the humbleness that has all the positives.
就是没有凶相。
So meaning there's no negatives attached to it.
That's amazing, 是不是？
Yeah.
所以你就说这个humble 并这个当你谦卑的时候啊，神就来了。
So meaning that when you are humble, God.Will come.
或者说，当你把你放在低处的时候呢，水就可以聚在那里。
Or you can think about when you put yourself in a lower place, the water will flow down to you.
那水呢不会往高处流，对吧
？Water cannot, you know, like flow upwards.
那水在圣经里面常常代表这个祝福。
And water always represent blessing in the Bible.
那这是第一点，就是说摩西有这样一个素质，就是谦卑。
So this is the first thing that Moses has.That is being humble.
那第二点是什么呢
？So what's the second quality that he has?
大家观察到没有，在这个经文里面
？Have you noticed that in the scripture?
谁刚才读经的时候注意到了？他含有另外一个素质。
So who has noticed that while you were reading it? 带虫吗？
哎，这就是大家读经的时候呢，有人读经像摩西一样读经。有人读经像这个亚伦一样读经，有人读经像米利亚一样读经，我们也像摩西一样读经，读的时候把耳朵竖起来。
So we need to. So when some people read the Bible, 敬
中，敬
中。Oh, you are like Moses, 像摩西一样。
So when people read Bible, some people read like the Moses, some people read like Miriam, some people read like Aaron. We need to learn how to read like Moses.
所以呢。Yeah, is faithful in the whole household.
Yeah,
他在全家是敬忠的。
So here says he is faithful in the whole household. Yeah, faithful.
说他是全家敬忠，这是谁讲的
？Who said that? Who said that he is faithful in all his house?
这个地方是耶和华讲的，亲自耶和华亲自讲的。
Here is actually quoted. I mean, was spoken by God.
这是清清楚楚是耶和华讲的。
So here it was. Written clearly, that was spoken by God.
在敬忠。
He's faithful.
那敬忠是什么意思
？So what does it mean to be faithful?
敬忠呢，就是说，第一个能听，第二个能做。
So meaning, first of all, you are able to listen, and second of all, you are able to.
而且是全部听，全部做，就叫敬忠。
And that meaning that you will listen to every word that he says and will do everything that he just said.
那我想这个道理大家也不难明白。就是说一个忠心的人呢你肯定非常的信任他越来越喜欢他、
so、
是不是
it's a very simple idea that everyone will understand so when someone has been faithful you will trust this person
那你的孩子里面也是我孩子都爱但是哪一个他如果听我的话我会没 favor
just like my children I love all my children but whoever listens you know obeys me more I will kind of you know show my favoritism towards this person this child
因为我给他东西他会用在该用的地方。
Because I knew that、the things I gave it to he or her, she or her, she or him, I mean he or she will use it the right way.
那我们看一个另外一个经文来看看，就是说这个忠心是多么的重要。
And we'll also read another scripture to show you how important it is to be faithful.
在马太福音25章。
It's in Matthew 25.
25章21节。
Verse 21.
那背景呢，就是说耶稣用了一个比喻，就是说一个富人呢出国去了，叫了仆人来把银子给他们，就去做生意。结果他回来的时候呢，有一个朋友就一个仆人就赚了很多，另外一个也赚了更多，第三个呢没去赚，这样一个状况。
So the background of the story is that a rich person went away and then gave his servant some money. So one servant makes quite a bit, and then the second servant also makes quite a bit, and then the third person didn't make any, but he buried the coins that he got.
那我们看看他怎么样来奖赏这个给这个。赚了钱忠心善良的仆人，他怎么讲的呢？21节。
So verse 21 it says,
好，你这又善良又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
He said, well done, good and faithful servant, you have been faithful with a few things, I will put you in charge of many things.
你看这里呢，第一个他说好。
Here it says, well done.
我们是不是要神说好？
Do we want to?
你做任何事情要神说好是很重要的。
So in everything that we do, we need to get this like good job, well done from God.
不要做了事情神说不好，很坏。
Don't do things and then God will say, okay, that's not good.
那第一个你看他做了忠心的人，神就好。好是什么意思？我很高兴。你按我的意思做了。
So here the faithful servant, he said, okay, well done, meaning that, you know, he's done the good thing.
那第二点呢，他说你在小事上忠心呢，我要把大多的事情派给你管理，就是让你升级啊，升职了。
So here it says, you've been faithful with a few things, and then I will put you in charge with greater things, meaning that you have been promoted.
所以弟兄姐妹，你要想升职的话呢，就是要忠心。
So if you want to get a promotion, you have to be faithful.
那我讲的不仅是你在老板面前，在神的面前忠心。你老板不升你，神也要升你，真的。
So I'm not just talking about in front of your boss, but also in front, of course, in front of God. Because if you have been faithful, your boss does not promote you, but God will promote you.
真的。你的 boss 不 promote， 神就 promote。
Yeah, that's true. If your boss doesn't promote you, God will do it.
神有可能 promote 比他还更高，比你的 boss 还更高。
God will probably promote you even greater. I mean, higher position than your boss.
那还有一点呢，他就说什么？你可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
And he also said, "Come and share your master's happiness."
进来，进到哪里来？
So he said, come, and where does he go then?
这就是神的同在。
Come to where? God's presence.
怎么样来享受他的快乐？
How do you enjoy his happiness?
你怎么享受你的快乐？
How do you enjoy your happiness?
David, 钓鱼，钓鱼，我们一起钓鱼。
Maybe David is to fishing, you know, go fishing, and then does his happiness.
或者说，我今天给你做一顿好菜，拿什么好菜吃？也享受一起的快乐。
Or maybe I will make you a good like dinner, you know, to enjoy the happiness.
一起跳舞唱歌。
Or maybe to dance and you know sing together.
那圣经上就是这些都讲到的呀，都讲到就是说，一个人悔改得救是天上的天使一起来庆祝。跳舞唱歌。
Yeah, it is all actually written in the Bible. So the Bible says when one person repent, the whole heaven will be rejoiced over that. Will be singing and dancing for this person.
也讲到说的，你那个的，我要跟你一起坐席。
And then Bible also said, come and sit by the feast.
你跟谁一起坐席？
Who are you going to sit with in the feast?
那主耶稣，你要爱你的仇敌，你跟你的仇敌一起坐席吗？
Bible says you have to love your enemy. Do you want to sit by your enemy in the feast?
Yes.
Yes.
They be 神很属灵，神呢他爱他的仇敌，但是呢他要做席的呢还是他忠心的仆人。
So God loves his enemy, but whoever sits by the feast will be his faithful servant.
他可以去爱那些仇敌，对吧？他去不去审判他，给他箭雨给坏人，箭雨给好人，给他食物吃，但是呢他不会给他做席。
So God will love everyone, love his enemy. He will send down the rain. He will give him food. However, he might not invite him to sit by him during the feast.
即使你能跟你的仇敌坐席，我也建议你不要跟你的仇敌坐席。
Even if you can sit by your enemy, but I advise you not to do that.
感谢神啊！耶稣说你爱你的仇敌，要为你的仇敌祷告，没有说你跟你的仇敌坐席，你跟你的仇敌一定要住在一起。我真的神太理解我。
So praise the Lord. God, Bible says you have to love your enemy, forgive your enemy, and pray for your enemy. However, it didn't say you should sit by your enemy and then live with your enemy. You know, praise God for that.
这神也不这样做，因为什么？他的谁让他的心快乐呢？是那些忠心善良的仆人。
So who makes God happy is those who are faithful to him.
所以他和他一起吃饭。
So God will sit and eat with them.
那吃饭在过去现在都是一个非常亲密的一个交流。
So in the past and even nowadays, you know, sitting together and eating together is a very intimate, you know, relationship.
也是一个非常尊荣的一个时刻。
And also a very honorable moment as well.
所以你什么样的人跟你一起吃饭，是家人、最好的朋友或者是贵宾。
So who will sit by you in the feast is most likely your family, your best friends, and very honorable guests.
所以呢，摩西神看他为家人，神看他为最好的朋友，神也看他为贵宾。
So Moses, God sees him as a family member, as his best friend, and also honorable guest.
所以呢。神会为摩西会葬出来，别人如果告摩西的时候，神就给葬出来了。
So God will rise up for Moses when someone else is against him.
今天如果谁要告Susan的话，我就会葬。
So today anyone want to go against Susan, I will stand for her.
今天谁要是告安娜，我也会葬出来，因为她是我的好朋友。
If anyone is against Anna, I will stand up for her because she's my friend.
别的人暂时还不能说，开玩笑。
I probably cannot name other people for now.
那所以你看，神就站出来了。
So God stand up for him.
你希望不希望将来别人要告你的时候，这世界好多的邪恶的东西来到你身上，搞，完了以后神就给你站出来。
So do you wish when someone is, you know, against you, you know, someone wants to, you know, cause you any harm, and then God is there to stand for you?
那我们以后的日子可能会有这样的事情，很多这样的事情发生。但是你和我要成为那一个神所宠爱的人，他要站出来。
So later on in your life, many incidents can happen like that, but you and I can become the favorable group of people that God will come and stand against for.A stand for.
是的，你其实摩西只有一个。
Yes, there's only one Moses.
你跟他说，哎呀，我不可能成为摩西，摩西太伟大的人了。
You may say, okay, I can never be Moses. Moses is so great.
但是今天呢，在新约的时代，那道门已经打开了，恩典之门已经打开了。
But now we stand, in the New Testament, era.That the door has opened, the blessing has come.
就是我们有更大的一个 privilege, 就是说能够比摩西有更大的这一个荣幸呢，可以跟神同在。
So we have a greater privilege, the honor to stand with God just like Moses.
那我们就要有这一个意念，有这样的意愿呢，要求这样的信心。
So we need to have this kind of.Willing to ask for this kind of privilege.
Hallelujah, 我们来一起祷告。
So let's pray.
主啊，是的，主，我们在这特别的时代。
So in this special era.
主 主啊，我们真的愿意进入你全备的恩宠，全备的祝福。
We want to enter into the fullness of your blessing, the fullness of your favor.
我们也进入你这个，愿意进入这个真的全备你的应许这个同在。
We want to enter into the fullness of your presence, Lord.
这里你说，摩西可以见到你的形象，别人是不能见到形象的。以形象就是说，这更全面的来认识你。
So here it says that Moses can see you face to face, while others cannot.
就是摩西能够更加的全备的进入你的同在。
That means that Moses can enter into the fullness to see the fullness of God.
主啊，但愿我们也愿意进入这样的一个同在，是一个更圆满的一个同在。
So may all of us can enter into this kind of fullness.
我们不是进进出出，有时候站在边。
We are not just entering and coming out and then just, you know, like, just sort of brush through it.
而是我们要在你的同在里面。
But we want to be in your presence, Lord.
愿我们主啊，你把这样的谦卑赐给我。
May you send, help us to, so that we can have this kind of humbleness in us.
主啊，你也愿我们成为这些忠心的人。
So that all of us can be a faithful people.
主啊，是的，主在以后的日子里面常常提醒我们。
So in the coming days, continue to remind us, Lord.
主啊，你的恩典够我们用。
And your mercy is enough for us.
主啊，是的，这是你的意愿。
And this is your heart.
这也是我们所求的。
And this is what we ask for.
愿你成就。
May you come and fulfill.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.